We're learning a new section, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, specifically Netilas Yadayim Lasuda, the requirement to wash before one has a meal. Machaber tells us, Keshiyavo Le'echol Pas, person is about to eat bread, Mavarchin Alav Motzi, Yitol Yadav, one first must wash their hands, Afil Eni Odeo Lehem Shum Tumah, V'Yivarach Al Netilas Yadayim. So, the reason for washing one's hands before a meal should not be confused with the reasons why a person washes in the morning. It's brought down in the very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch Siman Dalet. Two reasons as to why one washes in the morning. The opinion of the Rush and that of the Rashba. The Rush says the reason why we wash in the morning is lefisha yadayim shel adam askanios hein the efshe shel yiga bebasar hamatunah polayla was a tiknu chazal bebracha al atila likreshma tefil. The Rush is of the opinion that the reason why we wash in the morning is because throughout the entire evening it's very possible that our hands might have touched a part of the body which a person would need to wash, and therefore for this reason, in order to prepare ourselves for davening, for the resetting of the Shema, that's the reason why we wash our hands. The Rashba says the reason why we wash in the morning is lefi shachar achar hashena anu nasim kiberi chadash. That in the morning we're considered to be like a completely new creation. That when we go to sleep and then we wake up, Hashem restores our neshama, and therefore for this reason there's this special element of the requirement of the washing of one's hands for that reason. Now, when it comes to Netilas Yadayim for the meal, the Mishnah Berurah also brings two reasons, both of them cited by the Magen Avraham. And the first one maybe is less known. The Mishnah Berurah says, Tam tikunas netila humishtei devar, for two reasons. Echad, nimnei serach truma. What is this idea of truma? V'haynu kivan she yadayim askanios hein, v'nogim b'chol davar, since our hands typically touch all things, v'zman shahin knowing tuma, v'tahara, in the times in which there was such a thing as being very meticulous in the laws of tuma and tahara, the kohanim ochol truma, and the kohanim made sure to eat the truma in a state of purity, ha'yusrichim litul yadehem medivri sofrim kodem achilas truma, they would have to wash their hands before they would eat the truma, because otherwise it's possible the Kohanim's hands were tamei, and they would have made the truma tamei in the process. And since we want the Kohanim to be accustomed, these laws, gazru gamkein al kol ish yisrael ochel pas she'asol echol ad shito yadav. Interesting. Even though it's not something which pertains to anyone who's not a Kohen, but in order that this law should be known by Kohanim, we also practice this ourselves, those who are not Kohanim, that we wash our hands so that Kohanim, they'll also wash, and therefore they will not make the Truma Tameh. The Gam also, Achshav She'en, HaKohanim Ochen Trumim Ne'atoma, Lobato Tekanazu. Even though this whole issue of the Kohanim eating and the status does not apply, we still do not uproot this takana. Why not? Fascinating. That even though it's not something which is even applicable nowadays, but because we want the Kohanim to be experienced and knowledgeable, and also that when it comes time, when the Beis HaMikdash comes, that they will be able to eat their they'll be able to eat tahara and purity, therefore they're trained even in this time as well. And then the Mishnah Berurah gives a second reason. V'otam v'tekanas netila, another reason, maybe a more practical reason, why we wash before we eat, mishum nekios u'kedusha, because of cleanliness and for sanctity. The sum club of Gemara, and on this the Gemara establishes a kra and a pasuk, v'skidash tamiyis and kedoshim, and therefore that's the second reason why we wash before we eat.